This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is about to enter your ears thanks to Student Flights. For the hottest deals and expert advice, head into your local Student Flights store or call 131 669 now.
Hello, podcast. Hello, lots of good stuff today. How about
Andy Lee's bottom was graphic.
Yeah, that was probably my favourite part.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed him talking about the severe crater left behind by his
boil. Because I was intrigued, but also trying not to vomit at the same time, which I think is always a sign of a great interview.
What about when we suggested that he puts an engagement ring in the crater? He texted me afterwards saying that his girlfriend wasn't up for that suggestion.
Yeah. Surprising.
The sun sparkles out of his you-know-where.
Plus, the honey badger's been spotted out and about the streets of Sydney, but was he with one of the Bachelor contestants? No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. And we had a bit of a scoopla there, a bit of exclusive, if you're listening, of who he's been hanging out with in Manly. So they're somewhat untoward characters.
But then we got serious as well. Of course, everyone's talking about drug testing. Do we want it? Is it going to help? We spoke to a mother who lost her son at a music festival with a really interesting insight. Wasn't she just a beautiful human?
Yeah, she's what she's come back from and the way she's now campaigning. She's absolutely very strong.
Sorry, I thought that was the end.
It is now.
It felt like an end.
It is now.
Right. And that'll end it.
Make sure you keep that bit in.
I heard nothing but abs.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier.
Oh, Sydney, look at you. Glorious this morning. Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, Ash London joining us this morning. Good morning, team.
Yes, that is the voice of young Jabin, who's going to be helping us with in the show. Good on you.
Hello.
Plenty on today, Grant Denyer. I understand you're shocked that Alf is leaving Home and Away. We'll deal with that in a moment.
Can't be true. Come on now.
Everything's true that you read in the news, Grant. Everybody knows this. If it's on the internet, it is absolutely true. Can I say something just honestly? I need to get it out of the way real early in this show.
You go.
I haven't had a shower today.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. So I just was running late. So I've come to work and I feel disgusting.
Just get some, you know, those wet ones and just wipe yourself down. Like the dashboard of a car.
Nice. Like they did in the 1700s. Just clean the important bits.
Yeah, exactly. Is that how they bathed in the 1700s?
Yeah, just like a washcloth down the pants, under the arms.
Under the arms.
Yeah. That's right. Never see that in
Smelly Zones.
Yeah, never see that in Game of Thrones. No. People too busy macking with their sister. Which is true.
It is true. I saw one episode and that's what happened.
That's what happened to me. People were like, you got to watch Game of Thrones. I was like, oh, I don't check it out. And then there were these two people standing near a casket. And I was like, who are they? They're brother and sister. Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. Does this happen?
Not for me. Not for me. That's weird.
When's a dragon going to intervene? This is awful. Tons today. NRL tickets. My goodness. NRL grand final tickets. We're giving those away before 7 o'clock. Before 7 o'clock.
Yep. Doing all those board. Things.
Oh, you meant to say who you go for now, you two.
I don't. The bunnies.
Oh, she says. Look at her.
No, I forgot.
Russell Crowe over here.
No, I lived in Maroubra when I moved to Sydney for 5 years. So, of course, I bleed bunnies. Greg Inglis. I said a player's name I'm in. And in Origin, he plays for Queensland, and it's bullshit. There.
Where was he born?
Redfern.
No.
Sydney.
Lismore or something.
Oh, why did he play for
Queensland.
You stop asking. No, but I thought he played one juniors game for Queensland.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is contentious. But then
are you sure he wasn't born in Redfern?
No, he was born. I think he was born in New South Wales, but then Peter Sterling was born in Queensland. We could go on all day, but we won't.
My Lord.
Alf's leaving Home and Away. Plenty on today. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Right now, the question on 131060, which Australian human celebrity TV star, someone on the TV, is never, ever, ever allowed to leave? They got to do it or we'll all be Devo. Who would you pick? We've got $100 for four packs up for grabs because, Denya, some news today. You were almost shedding tears before, Dahl.
Bloody hell. Home and Away is dead, Australia.
Oh, yes. Good.
I just don't you dare rubbish our institution, the show that we grew up with and loved and still love to this very day.
Yeah, yeah.
tragic news overnight that unfortunately, I hate to break this news to you, that Home and Away's Alf Stewart is going to leave the show after 30 freaking years.
Oh, God.
Can you believe that?
He's leaving. What's he going to go and do?
Well, I don't... Apparently he's going on to do a stage show, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. He's playing the role of Bob, which he's done before.
Mm.
But what's Home and Away without Alf?
Well, what's Home and Away... If he is going off to do Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, then there will be no more of this.
Flyman mongrel, Flyman drug dealer, Flyman menace, Flyman maniac, Flyman kids, Flyman whiteout, Flyman sports arena, Flyman baseball cap.
It just be now Flyman sequence.
Flyman sequence. I would love to see him in that show, though. I think he'd be fantastic because he's one of those people that you feel like he is your angry uncle, don't you?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Like
totally.
If Alf Stewart told you off in a shopping centre, you'd take it. You'd be like, yeah, right, yeah. If it, you know.
Him not in that show, though, is like Summer Bay without sand. It's like the honey badger without a moustache. It just doesn't work.
I would love him to shave off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've lost us there. That's exactly what
you went too far, Danya.
The other thing about, remember where he came earlier in the year, Danya, and he was doing ads for his GoDaddy.
The GoDaddy.
Yes, and then he was doing Optus, and we said to him, hey, mate, why are you suddenly doing ads? And he goes, well, maybe my time at Summer Bay is coming to an end.
Oh, so he foreshadowed it. Yeah. You got the scoop, Larry Cavalli. Mm-hmm. Sexy Vivi, one of our producers, she said she never wants Carrie-Anne Kennelly to leave.
We will all be dead before Carrie-Anne Kennelly.
She will still look 30.
She is unbelievable. She is omnipotent.
Omnipotent. Omniscient.
I never want Grant Denyer to leave our screens. And thankfully, we don't have to worry about that because he's got 40 shows on Channel 10.
Seriously.
I'm contractually not allowed to die. I have to stay to the
When
network.
Are you going to sleep, Denyer?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's for later. That's when I'm dead. Yeah, you know what? Just live your best life now.
Yeah, he's actually got a new show. Channel 10 presents Grant Denyer Asleep. It starts at midnight.
Mid-dawn.
Wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm all about that. Boys, boys, boys. I have now been married for May, June, July, August. 4 months.
Okay.
And I feel we've hit the first roadblock in the relationship.
Okay.
And you know, I love Adrian so much, but it's come to my attention that we've got some secrets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here we go.
And, Pandora's box.
Exactly. I didn't think we had any secrets, and now I'm discovering that maybe he's not the man I thought he was.
All right. Oh, so secret family?
Not quite. It's still pretty bad though, Grant Denyer. So from our, we've got this kind of open living situation. From our couch, you can kind of see through the kitchen to a big walk-in pantry in the corner. So when I'm sitting on the TV watching the flicks, bit of Queer Eye maybe, I can kind of in my peripheral vision see the cupboard. And I do notice that often Adrian goes to the cupboard to just kind of look at, you know, what's in there, but comes back empty-handed. Like he hasn't had a snack, hasn't gotten anything and brought it back for us to enjoy together. He's just kind of stood there for a while.
Yeah.
And then yesterday...
Which is odd, but let's move on.
But I just thought that's how he's... Whatever.
Yeah,
maybe that's his thinking time.
He stares at food.
Then I had discovered yesterday when I went a bit closer that he's not just standing there with his back to me looking.
Oh, my God.
He has hidden packets on packets on packets of shortbread creams in the back. He stands there, takes one, puts it in his mouth, silently eats it with his mouth closed so I don't hear him chewing, and then returns to the couch, having just indulged in a dessert, which he's not sharing with me like a dirty, lying dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Filthy. Now,
first things first, I'm greatly impressed because the packets make a lot of crinkling.
Exactly. Mm.
So he's not only is he subduing this, but then
by
the time he comes back, the shortbread cream will leave crumbs all over you. The man's come back crumb free.
And he's going in for a kiss. I'm not tasting the shortbread cream on that now.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. I don't know.
So this is raising obviously serious alarm bells for you because it starts at the Kingston, doesn't it? And then it moves on.
It's a shortbread cream.
Shortbread cream.
Right? Yeah. Kingston's are disgusting.
So, Kingston's are disgusting. I don't know why he hasn't divorced you already.
Kingston's are delicious, but let's leave that there. So, hiding food. My wife, I hide Bliss balls from my wife.
Oh,
as you know,
she has her out of control.
As you know, we like
not
to party.
The cacao.
We don't get the cacao ones. As you know, we like to party at my house, and I'll get a Bliss ball, right? I'll get a delicious vanilla coconut Bliss ball from my favorite organic shop, and I'll hide it on a high shelf. because she's tiny.
Because she's so little.
Yeah, because she's so little, right? And then the other day I noticed that there was a rogue Esky in our kitchen. Mm. And I was like, where did this Esky come from? And she giggled. And then I kid you not, I looked at the top of the Esky with the thing was white and there were shoe marks on the top. And I'm like, are you using this Esky to get my bliss balls?
Get it, Tiff.
And she said, they're my bliss balls.
Oh, yeah, they are her bliss balls. Tiff XO, she's the bliss ball queen. Shane in Campbelltown, who's hiding who in your house, babes?
The missus hides everything. All the chocolate biscuits.
Yeah. Now, where does she hide them? Where does she hide them, Shane?
In a bedroom drawer.
In the bedroom.
Normally they hide other things there, Shane.
Hello.
Yeah, in a cupboard. Sorry? Nothing, Shane. Nothing. Move on. When you get hold of them, Shane, what do you do? Have a binge? Yeah.
I do if I get a chance to get hold of them. But by the time you get hold of them, there's only one or two left in the packet.
Yes.
Is she hiding them because she wants to eat them in peace or she doesn't want you to get fat?
Nah, she loves the chocolate and she eats it all.
Yeah, my father-in-law hides snack. You know, the worst. As we all tell him, Cadbury snack, which has got the sort of fluorescent stuff in
them. Oh, no.
And we keep telling him, mate, you could stick it in our mouths and we wouldn't eat it.
Eliza in Glebe. You got a hiding place for all the chocolate.
My mother had the ultimate hiding spot as growing up as kids.
Mm. Yeah.
It was in the freezer behind a dead possum.
Oh.
Is a dead possum doing in there?
Like some possum she randomly had found, like she was going to take it into work and use it as a specimen. It never got there. But she used to hide all the chocolate and everything. Yeah, so you'd open the freezer and go, oh, yeah, dead possum.
God,
it's not a bit of food I want to eat if it's been brushing up against a dead possum that was sitting on the side of the road.
Dead possum, though. It's still nicer than a wee spa.
So, yeah, definitely.
I don't want to have another fight with you guys. Mango macadamia wee spas. Are you?
I'm on board. Yeah,
look,
it's taken me 8 days to realize my husband's a liar and I no longer want to fill in on this radio show.
All right, Shane, Eliza, you're going to the grand final. Congratulations, Shane.
Thank you so much.
Movie tickets for you, Shane. You're a good person. Tonight, true story, Hamish Nandy, 8:40, the sexy new time of 8:40 on Channel 9.
Naughty 8:40.
Naughty 8:40, and the Andy part of Hamish Nandy on the line. Good morning, mate.
Morning. Just, you know, it's family-friendly, our show. Naughty 8:40 sounds like there's some kind of art weight.
just trying to help you out, Andy. Yeah, trying to cause some sizzles. And we go, ooh.
It did sound like you'd strayed into Naughtiest Home Videos territory, which is not what the show is about.
No. Well, tonight is actually the most shocking episode of the whole year, but not because it's lewd. It's because the girl that told the story, I don't think she'd be alive. It's a horrifying one. But
I've seen the preview. I've been reading the release here. So she goes on a date. She gets hooked up with this bloke. She wakes up. And what happened to her?
Yeah, essentially she's trapped in his house. And it goes in a very weird place. We had the most expensive prop for the whole series in tonight's episode, and also had to spend a lot of money on special effects. So there's the two clues for you.
Wow.
My appetite is well and truly whetted, Andy Lee.
Good.
Andy, speaking of special effects, it's time now to play a game we like to call Let's Get an Update on Andy's Bum. And this last time we saw you, it's a very specific game. Luckily, you're here today.
Yeah.
Let's have the grab. Last time we saw you, this was the medical procedure and how it had taken place.
I went to hospital with a suspected hemorrhoid. Turns out it was an abscess. It was late at night and it burst. And then Beck was on the front line. It's so bizarre.
That's good.
Because, you know, I'm like, I'm so vulnerable. And she didn't laugh much.
Oh, that's good. Did she have to put like a welder's mask on to give it a bit of a squeeze? Like, was
no
it...
time, mate.
Oh, right. No time.
Yeah. Hey, she was twinning on her Hazcam suit, and I said, no time.
Andy, how is the bum?
We are sitting down now, but still can't ride the Tour de France.
Those are the three stages that you go through.
Often, mate, it's the follow-up treatment that can be the worst, because as you know, the bum is a very delicate and private area, and having it inspected and poked and prodded is the most intimate of experiences. Did you cope okay?
Well, you've a good question. And it's, again, another medal of bravery should be for Beth, who's actually live right next to it. which is remarkable after what she's been through.
Yeah.
But I went to the doctor because it left a crater, right? It left quite a large hole. Yeah. Next to the traditional one. I didn't go and accidentally get that one stitched up, which would cause a whole lot of problems. But it left a crater, and the doctor said, you need to pack this. This needs packing. Because to help things heal, you need to pack large wounds. Like, say, if you got a bullet wound, you would actually have to pack it, was the explanation. So, unfortunately for young Beck, she's had a week of packing. And she said 2 weeks now. Don't exaggerate, darling. I mean, I've seen her try and pack when we go on holidays, and she really crams as much of stuff in.
You know what you got to do, mate? Perfect place for an engagement ring. Did you just pack a bit?
I'm going to say, as a woman here, I'm going to say don't do that.
Look at this.
And just don't.
Look at this sparkler.
Ignore him. Don't do it, Andy. Don't do it.
Andy, your thoughts.
If I had put an engagement on you there, and as a surprise when Evie went, oh, we need to pack it again, and you opened it up, and there it was, what would the answer be?
No.
Oh. Andy Lee, it's tonight, 8:40, a true story. See you, bro.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
the greatest opener in the history of radio, guys, this morning on Today FM Breakfast.
And so good to have 12-year-old Michaela from Box Hill on the line, ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Michaela, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good, thanks for asking. And what kind of sport are you into?
I'm into netball.
Nettie. What position do you play?
I play wing attack.
That's what I played, Michaela. I played wing attack. Hello, my name is Ash London. One day you could be a radio presenter / wing attacker like me, Michaela. She's like, no, thanks.
Doesn't want it.
Nah,
doesn't want
it. I'm going to be a doctor.
She goes, I'm only interested in getting cash. If you could get cash right now, Michaela, what would you put it towards? What would you spend it on?
I would get a new computer for school and donate some to the farmers.
Oh, bless you. You are such a tremendous little human being, Michaela. Let's see if we can get you that money right now. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter M today. M for magnet. Does that make sense?
Yep.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand if we can get them all. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Michaela, your letter is M. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Name something in space.
Pass.
A month of the year.
May.
Something you drink.
Mountain water.
A day of the week.
Monday.
A chocolate.
Marvelous creation.
A school subject.
Math.
A board game.
Monopoly.
Someone who takes care of people.
Mum.
A fast food restaurant.
Macca's.
Give her Macca's. Come
yeah, come
Macca's.
On. You got to give her mountain water as well. Delicious mountain water. Yes. $800, Michaela.
Thank you.
You little legend. Well done. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gogs is in the studio with us, our intrepid news hound, because Gogs police have finished their search at the former home of missing woman Lynn Dawson.
Hey, guys. Yeah, look, it was a six-day forensic dig at that Bayview home, and police have said it has wrapped up and they have not located Lynette's remains or any item of interest to the investigation.
Now, Gogs, I know what a lot of people will be thinking. I mean, after this podcast, a lot of people have assumed that the husband is guilty. Does this mean it's going to be called off? He's not going to be charged? What does this mean now?
Yeah, so obviously that's the Teacher's Pet podcast. It's now up to the DPP to consider if there is enough evidence to take this forward. Mm. Obviously, in the past, two inquests has found that Chris Dawson, who was the husband of Lynette, was the one and only suspect. So, yeah, it is up to the DPP to decide if there is enough evidence now to go through without obviously not having a body or anything being found at the Bayview home.
Oh, you do feel for the family, don't you? Like, they're obviously still hoping for some kind of answer, and that was obviously, it's been quite traumatic for them, sort of reliving the loss of their family member and kind of reliving the pain, and they still have left empty-handed. It must be so hard for them.
100%.
So, Gogs, the police now are basically putting the pool back together. They've got contractors there now.
Yep.
And are police saying anything about what happens now?
No. So, basically, contractors have been called into that Bayview home and they're going to repair the mess that the new owners have been left with. So, they're going to put together back the pieces. Basically, it will now go forward to the Department of Prosecutions to see if there is enough evidence.
So, this is the maybe the sad irony of this is all of this publicity comes from this podcast. And then police can say whether or not they it's got nothing to do with it, but it does seem somewhat coincidental that they suddenly start to dig around again. Nothing's found. Has the family been helped by that? Has the case been moved forward by that? Or has the main suspect been helped by that?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're a family member and you are convinced that he is guilty and you're thinking, we've had a glimmer of hope, now it looks like that hope's been dashed.
And there are other people, Gogs, that that we've seen in the media, other parts of the family who've always maintained the husband's innocence, who, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And, I think the family, they've had this for 36 years. They've been, trying to latch onto any little bit of information that they can. And so, hopefully they can get some closure soon and, whatever happens, there is some answers.
Thank you, Gogs.
Ed Cavalier, we are talking batchy.
We don't want this to be true, guys, but NW, Daily Mail, they're all reporting, quote, Nick Cummins is already hooking up with random women after splitting with the winner. Nick Cummins has been spotted out late night in front of bars in Manly. There's a lot of rumours around that he's just hanging around Manly, going to pubs and trying to meet women. I don't want it to be true.
Of course
I'm saddened by this.
True. We want love to be real. And I'm looking at some of these grainy pictures right now. I mean, you can't tell who it is, but it looks a lot like the Honey Badger. He's got the curly hair. He's got the mo. He's got a lady on his arm. So we have been asking on 131060, have you seen him out and about? And Ben in Mona Vale, I mean, you're in the right end of Sydney. You're on the north side. Have you seen him, matey? Ben, have you seen Honey Badger?
Oh, yeah. So, I've seen him at Montevale. It was eating breakfast in the, in the cafe. There was a few chicks around, loving him up, getting the attention. There was one brunette touching his muscles. Looked like he was having a good time with his mates and that. So, yeah.
Nice.
Just touching him on the bicep. Well, I did that at the Logie party. That's accepted behaviour, but you think there might have been a little bit more to it.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he was very single at all in that Mona Vale cafe. We've got another caller. Hey, mate, how are you going? Have you seen the honey badger, mate?
I see him, baby.
So who are you? Sorry, mate. Sorry. just tell us your name, buddy. Who are you?
I can't say any name, but one of the Bulldogs players. Baby, we're still out from Mad Monday 2 weeks ago.
Are you still out, mate? It's Tuesday.
We're just getting tattoos of clothes so we don't have to put them on anymore. Let me tell you something about the Honey Badger. The Honey Badger is a good bloke. He loves to party. He loves to have a couple of nice drinks. Should I tell you some of the cocktails the Honey Badger and the Bulldogs have been getting?
Yes, please.
Say yes, Jenny, you idiot. All right, here we go. We love a daiquiri. We get a beer and someone pulls your decks down. Woo! What about a cosmopolitan? It's a schooner full of ghoulies with a cocktail umbrella stuck in them. Woo! What about a whiskey sour? The Honey Badger loves a whiskey sour. You have a whiskey sour, then you have a whiskey very sour. You need Todd Carney to help you make that one. Sweet Caroline!
All right. I think I'm scared that this guy is going to swear and we're going to have to dump it. So you better get him off the air. Now, two are dead and three in a critical condition yesterday after a hardcore Sydney music festival, DEFCON, some suspected drug overdoses, and it has got not just Sydney but the nation talking about what we do about this epidemic, what we do about drugs at festivals. And this morning on the line, we have got Adriana Buchanti, who sadly lost her son back in 2012 from drug overdose at a music festival. Good morning, Adriana. Thanks for coming on the show today, darling.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's an important issue.
Absolutely it is. And I know a lot of parents listening can't even fathom what it would be like to be put in your position. And a lot of parents would straight out say, we need to shut these festivals down so this stops happening. And what would you say to people who have that understanding of the situation?
In actual fact, in the early days after it did happen, I did something very similar, and I now understand that it was grief, and I understand that I just wanted to do something. I wanted to feel like I was doing something, but I've totally changed my mind now, and I understand that it's a knee-jerk reaction, but I think that parents who are listening would need to listen and think about, you know, if your child was going to a festival now, and if I had one, I would be scared to death. So you need to put a safety net in order to not protect, I suppose you could call it protect, but give them the best option of coming out of that festival, because no one wants to come out of that festival in a body bag. No one does. No. Nobody
Absolutely.
Does.
Look, obviously the government's talking about shutting them down, so you don't believe that that should happen. But what about things like drug testing and official pill testing to check the contents of the drugs that kids are taking in there? Do you believe in this system?
Most certainly, most certainly. And I really do believe that if drug testing had been available, that Daniel would have used it. I mean, Daniel and I had a very open relationship and we talked about all sorts of things, but I know that... you know, he took his naturopathic medicines with him and everything. So he had full intentions of coming back. And if somebody had said to him, if he had been able to go somewhere and test the acid that he had taken in, that it would have been stronger than he ever would have taken, he wouldn't have taken it. And nobody's going to say, this is a good drug, go take it. We all know that drugs are dangerous. It's as simple as that. It's just that it gives you an opportunity to be able to have a discussion with a person to say, this is what's in it. You know, you do take it often, you know, throw it out. Yeah. No one's going to stand there and say, here, this is great, go take it. It's not like that.
And Adriana, and I understand that there was something that happened. It was another music festival where there was testing. This is a story that you were telling.
In Canberra.
Yeah, what happened there?
Well, my understanding is that they tested it in Canberra, and it was quite successful. I believe that they also found substances that were quite dangerous.
Caught lethal doses on the way in, is what you're saying. They could have saved some lives in real time.
Indeed. In real time, indeed. And look, the bottom line is that we have a safety net, I strongly believe, for just about everything that looks remotely dangerous. 0.05, you know, you've got to wear a seatbelt. The World Health Authority is now saying there's no safe, you know, alcohol consumption. We put all sorts of safety nets. This is a health issue. It's a health issue in as much that we know that the people take drugs. It's as simple as that. It's in every literature we read. So let's do something about it. You know, if I was a parent today, I am a parent, of course, but if I had a person that's going to a fair, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, because that's all they've got is their judgment. We're just assuming that these people don't have enough judgment, which, you know, we're assuming that we might as well leave the drugs to the criminal element that make them.
Adriana Buchanti, listen, thank you so much for coming on
thank
today.
You.
And your strength. You've got a petition up at change.org. moment, and the headline that really got me, my son died at a music festival, don't let any more young people die at Australian festivals.
One was too many.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time, Adriana. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Yeah, you're waking up to a whole stack of cash today on Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London joining us this morning. Today FM's secret sound, big bucks, $56,000 today, guys.
Yeah, Sarah from Liverpool's up first. Sarah, here is the secret sound.
What do you think it is?
I think it is the foosball, like when you hit the soccer man hits the ball and it goes into the goal.
Ooh.
It drops down.
I love the phrase soccer man. That's wonderful, Sarah. Incorrect today, Sarah. Sorry about that. I know. We're adding that to the other guest like that, which was an air hockey puck. Yeah. So it's neither
foosball's
of those two games.
Foosball's better, though. I love foosballs. Underrated game of the nations.
Interesting.
Yeah, not enough people play foosball anymore.
Janet, do you play much foosball?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Okay, missing out.
Yeah, okay. Still, here is the sound. What do you think it is? Oh, Janet's dropped out.
What if she had the answer?
What if she had it?
Oh, no, now the conspiracy theories are going to start. That we've.
Janet, no. J-Dog, J-Train.
Hi, you've reached Jess McMurtry. Please leave your name.
Okay, so.
Hi, Janet.
I wanted to leave a message.
That means Alicia from Five Dog. Alicia. Alicia.
Hi.
How are you? You're lucky that Janet's dropped out. What do you believe the sound to be?
I believe it to be turning a door handle.
Oh, imagine if we lost Janet and then Alicia made the winning guess. And then Janet would hate everyone called Alicia that she ever met from then on.
It's an amazing idea, Alando, but it's incorrect.
Oh, sorry, Alicia.
Sorry, Alicia.
Thank you.
Hey, when's the next time we playing, Jabe?
We're going to play just after 10 o'clock this morning for Today FM's commercial-free morning. So that $56,000 is going to live on. But hey, Black Eyed Peas, what do you think about these guys on the world-famous rooftop?
It is going to be so good. It's going to go off, and we've got stacks of chances for you guys to get on the standby list.
Yep.
If you want to do it, give us a call, 131060. The question we're asking is, when did your family step in? Now, I just found out this weekend that my brother is the reason I haven't heard from an ex-boyfriend of mine in maybe 7 years.
Oh.
I thought he'd just happily let me live my life. Turns out my big bro, he stepped in.
Oh, good man.
So, boys, I am the youngest in my family. I've got an older brother. He's 10 years older than me. We are of Lebanese-Australian descent.
Fantastic.
That is me setting the scene for the family. Just to give you an idea. And then we lost Dad when I was younger, so my brother has really stepped up to be the kind of fatherly role. I found out something this weekend that happened years and years and years ago that's really made the last kind of decade of my life make a whole lot more sense. I had a boyfriend early on, maybe, you know, years and years and years ago, in my 20s, and we were together for a couple of years, and then we broke up, and I literally just never heard from him again. He didn't try to make contact or anything. Disappeared.
It was a clean cut.
It was a clean cut, and you know, it was a bit of a messy breakup, so I was confused by all this and surprised.
And had you been with your family up to that point with this guy, were they a bit like, oh, we don't think he's right for you?
Absolutely. Okay. My mum never said it in those words, but I always got the vibe. And, you know, my brother came in at the end and just saw me heartbroken.
Okay.
No.
You were heartbroken.
I was heartbroken. Because it's always messy, you know.
Yeah.
So I found out just this weekend that years and years and years ago, just after the breakup, my brother was at the pub and this guy walked up to him, put his hand out to shake his hand like, you and me, we're buddies, we're going to be friends.
Oh, dear.
And my brother put the fear of God into him and pretty much said, if you ever speak to my sister again, you'll have me to deal with.
Yeah.
As a result, heard from the guy.
Yeah, I love
it. I was like, why didn't you tell me you did this? It's like, it wasn't necessary. I did what I needed to do as your brother. Finished.
Yeah, that's good. And then he just smoke bombed out of your life.
Smoke bombed out of my life.
I like to think that that guy has actually seen you over the years and ducked behind bushes, jumped into the harbour.
I ain't mad about
it. Sydney. So Jeanette from West Pennant Hills.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Love the show.
Oh, thank you. Nice to have you with us. Now, who was it that jumped? Who stepped in?
So I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years, and so my whole family he's met. And they're all, you know, there's quite a lot of guys. They're quite bigger, quite muscly. And when he met them, pretty much all of them, they've all been giving him a hard time, intimidating him, you know, very protective, which is lovely, but also, you know, staunching him a little bit and being kind of along the lines of, if you don't look after her, you're going to be in trouble. And I told him to lay off.
And he stuck around? He stuck around?
He has. I know. For 3 years he has. But you'd think by now it would have stopped.
He's starting to grow a gym membership. So he's got himself a gym membership, some human growth hormone, a bum bag.
Working on it.
Thank you, Jeanette. Is Jeanette on the standby list to go?
Let's whack her on there. Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, thank you so much.
Done, you're very welcome. Cross your fingers and your toes, babe. And Grant, you've had this happen to you, haven't you?
Does it only happen to girls? Because, yeah, look, a friend of mine dated a guy and brought him home for the first time and brought him into the house where Mum was and said, Mum, this is my new boyfriend. And Mum goes, why don't you pop him down to the shed so he can meet Dad? And she goes, okay, I'll take him down. And she goes, no, send him down on his own.
Oh, God.
So he goes down to the shed, and Dad is a licensed gun collector.
Yeah.
So he walks into the shed, and there's Dad just sort of sitting in a rocking chair, just kind of polishing the barrel of his latest purchase. Yes.
And that's and that is how Bob Catter met his wife.
There you go.
Red Daniel.
That's right. The 70th Emmy Awards are happening this morning from 10 o'clock our time in LA. And Angela Bishop is our girl on the scene and the red carpet. Ange, the biggest names in telly, are they starting to stream through? You seeing any yet?
No, not yet. But they've actually just pulled the plastic off the carpet, so that media scum as they go in don't leave any mark. And guess what? It's not red, it's gold. They're having a bit of a gold theme with 70th birthday bash and all.
I hope
none of the dresses clash. I hope everyone got the memo. Ooh. I'm wearing bright green sequins, so I basically look like an Olympian.
You look heaven. And I froth over your red carpet picks, not for the celebs, because you look better and better every red carpet you go to.
So true.
Baby girl, you look good, right?
Ash, you are just the best, and I'm slipping you that $500 in cash for that remark.
Thank you.
Look, it's something about the air here in LA. You walk onto a carpet like this, and your skin gets tighter, your face lifts, wrinkles disappear. I don't know what it is.
Something in the water. Now, let's talk about the awards. Any Aussies up for Emmys today, Ange?
Yeah, just the one, basically. It's Yvonne Strahovski, who has torn it up playing Serena Joy in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God.
Now, the interesting thing about Yvonne is she's 9.5 months pregnant. I am ready to drop. But she's not missing this for anyone. No. So she will be walking the red carpet. And if you hear her yell hot water and towels at any stage during proceedings, you know things are going on.
Yeah.
What shows are going to clean up this year, Ange?
Look, Game of Thrones has been missing for, last year because it didn't have a season on, so it's hot favourite in the drama category up against Handmaid's Tale. Netflix has to say is listening. Yeah, it had 112 nominations across the Emmys and the Daytime, the Creative Arts Emmys, closely followed by HBO.
Yeah.
So the streaming services are really blitzing it. But a couple of ones we know and love, like This Is Us nominated.
Love that show.
You know, it's a changing world. It's interesting that the streaming services are having this enormous impact now and so many different shows are nominated. It used to be just four or five favourites.
Yeah. I'm talking to Angela Bishop on the red carpet, Studio 10's Angela Bishop on the studio on the red carpet for the Emmys. Ange, how many Emmys is Dance Boss up for this year?
Not enough in my book. Not enough. I tell you what, what a fine, fine program it was, and I love me some Danny Minogue, and I won't hear a bad word said about it.
Yeah, an absolutely fantastic show. It's just so nice to have a TV event that Grant Denyer's not at. All right, Ange, you have a great time. We will see your reports on Channel 10.
Yep, by coming live from the red carpet through Studio 10. Chat soon.
Australia's favourite television show, Have You Been Paying Attention, was on last night. I know you're a fan, Ash.
One laughs more at Have You Been Paying Attention than me. I watch it back on 10 Play. I get comfortable on the couch. Adrian, my husband, knows that he has to sit a bit far away, otherwise he'll get his legs slapped off with my laughing. I'm mad for it.
Oh, it's the best way to watch television. Obviously, show regular Ed Cavalli is a foundation member of the team, always on point. And last night was no different. Ed was in fine form. Have a listen.
Barnaby Joyce was confused on Thursday.
Well, why is Malcolm doing this? What is the purpose of it?
Why is Malcolm Turnbull doing what?
Ed. Barnaby just can't understand why Malcolm's still sleeping with his own wife.
There's media advisors everywhere.
And Ed.
Ed, a bit of a milestone week for you. Your son Arnie celebrated a birthday last week.
Yes, Tommy. There he is with his smash cake. He's turned one, and you can see he's got a shock of blonde hair. And my hair is obviously very dark. So I guess this is the point to say the paternity test is in, and congratulations to Peter Hellyer and my wife.
Staying with TV news. What are we looking at today?
Now, this is Game of Games, Grant Denyer's new show.
Yes.
He's got a couple of new shows, yes. Game of Games.
How many shows is this guy on? No, who is
fair,
this guy?
To be fair, this is an Ellen format, and he looks the most like Ellen, so he got it.
So, Grant, did you put together an edit of your favourite Ed Cavalier bits just so finally you could feel important at the end when they talked about you? Is that what just happened?
Somebody else tacked that one on the end, but it was a very funny line.
Thank
which
you.
Which is partly true, half true.
Can I tell you something? I appreciate that, mate. Thank you. We have a lot of fun on that show. I've got my own audio from Channel 10.
Of course you do. Scoopla, once
this
again.
This is actually behind the scenes. So this was recorded yesterday. They're talking about how why does Grant Denyer have so many shows?
Yeah,
he's
yeah
on every single show. He was even on Street Smart last night after having been paying attention.
It's true.
Let's go live now to a recording yesterday of his negotiations with the bigwigs at Channel 10.
Oh, one, thank you, mistress. Oh, two, thank you, mistress. Oh, three.
However many smacks he can take with the whip, that's how many shows he gets.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier was whisked into your ears by Student Flights, where you can book now and pay later. Plan ahead and book your 2019 European summer holiday in store or call 131 669.